brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the normal intro to the broadcast to bring you the would-be dictator-in-chief, shamelessly exploiting children, looking like a bad guy out of a dystopic movie, Barack Obama up there with the other thug, gangster, Joe Biden, just getting ready with 23 executive actions. And yes, they're now leaking, and he's about to announce it. They're going to go after gun owners. They're going to try to ban our ammo. They're going to try to make you register. They're going to try to make you come turn your guns in. They are going to release hell on us and try to get a bunch of bans passed in Congress on top of it. So it's on. First they take your guns, then they take your property, then they take your children, then they put you in a forced labor camp, then they take your life. And they are collapsing America. You see the militarization of police, dressing like Darth Vader. You see the 1.6 billion bullets. We are going into a total collapse, and they want to get our guns beforehand, or at least say all gun owners are terrorists. This is the way they're going to designate conservatives and libertarians the enemy. This is the plan. We've got to impeach now. I take you to the scumbag in chief, the fraud, the New World Order minion that's gutting this country and raising taxes on poor people to mercilessly bankrupt them, who got laws passed so companies cut people's hours from 40 to 29. Just the man who wants you bankrupt, Mr. Agenda 21, himself using dead children. The sickening vampire, the psychic vampire pig, Barack Hussein Obama with his other thug, Biden. Here it is.
Thing we can do to reduce this violence. If there's even one life that can be saved.
Look how pleased Biden is.
Then we've got an obligation to try.
Really, all the Prozac the kids are on? And number one cause of death now, suicide, because you people putting...
As soon as I'm finished speaking
60
here,
million people on psychotropics.
Sit at that desk, and I will sign a directive giving law enforcement, schools, mental health professionals, and the public health community some of the tools they need to help reduce gun violence.
The federal thought police. It's the New York bill.
It will make it easier to keep guns out of the hands of criminals.
The New York bill.
The background check system.
Oh, really? This guy tried to get a gun
we
five
will
times.
Help schools hire more resource
and
officers
couldn't.
If they want them.
Resource
and
officers to spy on the kids, not to protect them.
We will make sure mental health professionals know their options for reporting threats of violence.
That's right. The more psychiatrists in the schools
is far more
putting
likely
kids
to be a victim
on
of
psychotropics
than the perpetrator.
They're going to stage more shootings. They're behind it. You can
while
just
year
it.
After year, those who oppose even modest gun safety measures have threatened to defund scientific or medical research.
This guy has always
the
said
of gun
he
violence.
Wants to take all
I
guns.
Will direct
they want
the
all
Centers
the guns.
For Disease
it isn't reasonable what you want, you liar.
The best ways to reduce it. And Congress should fund research into the effects that violent video games have on young minds.
They'll never stop
we don't
that.
Benefit from ignorance. We don't benefit from not knowing the science of this epidemic of violence.
You know the science. You know they were developed for murder.
Now, these are a few
fantasizing.
Of the 23 executive actions that I'm announcing today. But as important as these steps are,
you know they're murder
they are
simulators.
In no way a substitute for action for members of Congress.
You know they were given to the military so they'd kill up close.
To make a real and lasting difference.
Get the Prozac heads off the Prozac. Stop pushing murder-suicide pills, you New World Order scumbag.
Congress to pass some very specific
take the fluoride out of the water. Stop giving kids
right
flu shots. It's killing them. Stop killing kids with drones all over the world.
It's time for Congress to require a universal background check for anyone trying to buy a gun.
That means transferring it to your family. That's right. Federal control, shutting down, and they're going to say guns are retroactively illegal that you legally bought. Look at that parade in those little kids.
The law already requires licensed gun dealers to run background checks, and over the last 14 years, that's kept 1.5 million of the wrong people from getting their hands on a gun. But it's hard to enforce that law when as many as 40% of all gun purchases are conducted without a background
check. Yeah, they're going to start raiding people. They've already announced this.
That's not safe.
And saying your guns are illegal and saying, where'd you get them?
It's not fair to responsible gun buyers or sellers.
And he's going to talk about expanding the size of the ATF.
If you want to buy a gun, whether it's from a licensed dealer or a private seller, you should at least have to show you are not a felon.
We're going to break here. We'll come back with
buying.
More of the aftermath.
This is common sense.
You notice I'm wearing camo. I'm part of the citizen militia. I have a right to own guns.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It is the 16th day of January 2013. We have been watching and taking notes. It's exactly what we thought. 23 devastating attacks with executive actions and executive orders on the Second Amendment. Doctors are going to spy on people and report to the CPS. If you own guns in the home, even though they're not illegal, they are to harass gun owners. They are to SWAT team gun owners' homes. If you sell a gun to any friends or family, they're going to claim that's a felony. They're going to try to make you retroactively prove the providence of your guns. They are going to try to put taxes on ammo. They're going to massively expand the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms so they can ship more guns into Mexico to kill more people in false flags so they can blame the Second Amendment. He's rattling this all off while pimping out poor little children that he's exploiting up there on the stage, knowing the federal government made the schools gun-free zones, and then the media hyped, hey, an option for crazies on Prozac or other drugs who play shoot-em-up games all day, go to the school and kill people. And they're trying to put, collectively, the guilt of dead kids on us for our Second Amendment. Because they want us to live like folks do in Chicago and New York with the highest crime rates in the world, because the victims have been disarmed with thug cops everywhere feeding on people along with thugs in the streets. Meanwhile, good cops all over the U.S. in cities and towns saying, we're not going to enforce this. Guns make us safer. They want us to be like they are in other areas like Chicago and L.A. where everybody lives in fear. And there's, like in Oakland, big shoot-em-ups every night. Because they're a mafia. Let's go back to this thug exploiting these children when he swore to never go after our guns. Here it is.
We can change. Is that the American people demand it?
He wants to rally everybody.
And by the way, that doesn't just mean from certain parts of the country.
They're organizing on a jihad effort.
We're going to need voices in those areas, in those congressional districts where the tradition of gun ownership is strong.
The fight is on,
folks. Speak up.
If they can take the guns, they can take everything.
Important.
They're going to take the pension funds.
It can't just be.
They're
going to
totally bankrupt us. That's why they're militarizing the police, armored vehicles, billions of bullets.
We have to examine ourselves and our hearts.
Yeah, examine your heart.
Ask ourselves.
Just because you got a peace prize and you're supposedly half black doesn't mean you get to be a dictator.
This will not happen.
All the stupid trendies think it's
demand.
So cute. Yeah, and you know what? They put themselves in the moral ground position knowing there's going to be more mass shootings.
And
if they have to, they'll stage them. Like Larry Pratt said,
responsible gun owners, if Americans of every background
stage Fast and Furious, they'd stage this. They'd stage Aurora.
Suffer too much pain and care too much about our children to allow this to continue, then change will come.
Look at Biden.
That's what it's going to take. You know, in the letter that Julia wrote me, she said, I know that laws have to be passed by Congress. But I beg you to try very hard. Julia, I will try very hard.
Folks, this is so sick. He's now,
she's right.
Looking at the little children. Now the children are going to tell us, turn our guns in. The government.
They need to bring these proposals up for a vote.
Goes and says the kids say do this.
Need to make sure that they do.
Unbelievable. The president rallying to overturn the Second Amendment.
Ask
and using
member of Congress
5- and 6-year-old children.
Universal background checks to keep guns out of the wrong.
Fade that down.
Ask them if they support.
That's killing private transfer, giving guns as gifts, which they know. Ladies and gentlemen, this government shipped guns into Mexico to cause carnage. The CBS News got the memos to blame the Second Amendment. They killed thousands over there, hundreds over here, including 5 police officers, 3 of them Border Patrol, conservatively. They are so cold-blooded. And the sweet little kids up there he's using. Again, this is what Al Gore said a few years ago. He went to public schools and said, you heard the audio, you tell your parents pay carbon taxes. You tell them. You know best. Every authoritarian society goes to the kids and says, you tell your parents what to do. This is outrageous. And so they handpick kids' letters that have been mailed in, Million Mom March kids and other people, and then they sit there and display them and go, I'm going to get the guns for you, little kid. And now you're against the little kids if you don't take the guns. I mean, this is so transparent. But this is a guy that lied to everybody and said, I will not raise taxes unless you make $250,000 a year. And he raised it on people making $30,000 a year. And even lower in some actuaries. Obama phone lady got her latest paycheck. And they took even more out. Everybody in my office gets more taken out now. And that's just the beginning. It's all these lies. It's like being informed is like torturous. Let's go back. Let's go back right now back to the would-be dictator who, again, is saying Congress needs to do this, but I do
right
have
to worship freely and safely. That right was denied to Sikhs in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. The right to assemble peacefully. That
well, see,
right was
now,
denied
now
shoppers.
Now he's saying the Second Amendment.
Clackamas, Oregon.
Is attacking all our other rights. No,
Aurora,
the drug war has created a thug culture.
That
the giant prisons are colleges of crime.
Life, liberty,
and we've got guns that are holding your crime wave back. Fading down.
That we're denied.
We are holding your crime wave back, and you hate the fact that crime using guns in the last 16, 17 years has dropped 49%. And that overall violent crimes dropped 21%, FBI.gov. Real local numbers compiled and filed. You hate that concealed carry is pushing back your urban crime wave. You hate the fact that people in big cities illegally have guns to protect themselves. You hate it. You want total control to do to us whatever you want, you gangster thug. And that's why I've written a citizens move. And people, you know, ask me, well, how are you saying citizens? It was like citizen arrest. I filed articles of impeachment publicly at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com that I wrote last night in consultation with Paul Watson and Aaron Dykes, where I lay out where congressmen and others have shown we're in the Constitution. Obama is done impeachable offenses clearly on their face, saying the U.N. runs our military and Congress isn't over war now, saying you can shut down coal power plants without a law, telling Congress fly a kite, saying he can launch Libya and Syria attacks and telling Congress to go to hell, saying he's going to have orders to restrict guns outside of law. running Fast and Furious, caught lying about that. It's all listed there, and that's meant now to get that passed around. It's kind of like when a state passes a law, and then other states pick up the law, and even if that state doesn't pass it, the law being written may be adopted by others. I've just put out a basic template to everybody, and God bless DrudgeReport.com last night for linking to it and getting it up there. InfoWars is getting its record all-time 15-year traffic right now. That InfoWars 15 years, but on air 17. Record since 1997. Record traffic right now, and the site is up and down, and I'm trying to hire more IT folks to help the guys I got. They're like Scotty in the engine room. We're hiring consultants, you name it, but I mean, it's just sustained. Instead of a million visitors between the sites every day that we normally get, it's like 2-3 million a day. And so we're trying to keep it up, but my citizen files petition to impeach Obama. Citizen files, in fact, let me give you the exact headline here. It was up on Drudge Report. It was up there since last night. It may have been taken down. The only place I could go find my own headline is on there because my site had gone down. The point is that it's up on InfoWars.com, and it is right there. Citizens file articles of impeachment against Obama. We can actually put that up on screen for everybody, and it goes through it all right there, ladies and gentlemen. The government is massing armaments against us, illegally spying on us, buying billions of bullets, launching drones in the air, training kids to spy on their parents, turning the entire system on its head, going down a list of tyrannical actions and just checking them off, training the police and military for gun confiscation in official army manuals. In fact, we need to add that as articles of impeachment. Since 2010, Obama has directed the Secretary of Defense to add this training for domestic operations. Here he is shaking hands with the poor little kids. Let's put it back up there. Those poor little victims. Take the guns if you don't support these kids. Totally disgusting. We've got it all recorded. We're going to be playing clips of this throughout the broadcast. But citizens file articles of impeachment against Obama. It is up on InfoWars.com. And again, if the site is down for you, you can simply type in citizens file articles of impeachment against Obama, and it's signed by Alex Jones. Just like I can go in and swear out an affidavit that I saw my neighbor burying somebody in their backyard. Just like I can go swear out an affidavit that I saw my neighbor dumping poison in the well. Just like you can swear out an affidavit that, yes, you saw this guy run out of the liquor store with a bag of money in his hand. Well, I've seen treason, I've studied the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and I've gone and seen what the constitutional lawyers are saying and members of Congress. This is all impeachable. He's already done a bunch of impeachable stuff. And we're always like, if you do more, we're going to start impeachment. If you do more, and they tell people in Congress, you want your airplane to blow up, you want your car to run off the road, because these are gangsters. Well, you know what? I'm here. You know what? They kill me. That's the way it is. I'm like my forebears. I cannot be a slave. I know tyrants when I see it, and I am not going to... Let me tell you this. You either leave the country and it's a global government, they're taking over everywhere, the same corporate fraud, the same corporate fascism, using socialism to indenture us, to enslave us, to domesticate us. You either leave the country or you fight back. Because let me tell you something. They are going to drop the hammer. Folks, they've signed us on to $1,500 trillion. The Chinese government, communist, that have... Folks, type in Bloomberg. I want to show them a photo of it. Suicide nets at Apple factories. The 20-story factories where they drug them and they do forced abortions. So all they do in by the hundreds were jumping off to commit suicide. So they put nets there. One person jumps, everybody copycats and goes up to jump because they're there. They're drugged. They're made to work 18 hours a day. They put help me notes in the packages inside Apple's Foxconn factories. That Al Gore's on the board. He's the one that demands they have the worst pay in China. Slave labor. Suicide nets installed at the dorms. Okay, they live in 100 square foot cubicles, just like Bloomberg wants to set up. This is a plan. The globalists made a deal with China in the 70s to have the lowest standard in the world, to leverage out the United States and to buy our debt. The globalists are clients with the Chinese government against the American people, against their own people. And the Chinese government came out 3 weeks ago and said, "We own your debt. Take the guns." That's an order. That is a UN order through the Chinese. I mean, they said, you will take the guns, we own your debt. And Obama is hell-bent to get them. Of course they sent mercenaries in there to do that. It's the oldest trick in the book. Same thing with Colorado. Has all the signs. You send in the shooters, have the mental patient say, I don't know who I am, drugged up in the parking lot. Or you shoot the drug head in the back of the head and your guys get out.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm going to try to settle down here and be as calm as I can about all of this, but you have to understand something. They have passed laws, 5 years ago, where they can basically take private pension funds. They haven't started the full move to get them. They've done some tests. They're talking about taking federal pension funds. You notice in Europe this is happening. You notice that they got massive tax increases through, including on the poorest working Americans. 14 different taxes in the last raft of legislation that they rammed through in the fake financial cliff. Now they're back saying, oh, we're in debt again. Bernanke, the real head of this country, the head of the private Federal Reserve, said yesterday, let's just get rid of a debt ceiling entirely. They've decided to go Weimar Republic. They've decided to go Zimbabwe. And you know what that means? It means hyperinflation. But stag hyperinflation, because you're not going to have jobs on top of things increasing in price. And you're going to go from 25 million to 50 million on food stamps. We've now crossed that Rubicon to 100 million. And crime is just going to explode. But see, these big city mafia types, they know what they do. They shut things off, get people dependent, ship in the drugs. Government ships in most of the drugs. That's on record. Congressional hearings, 1997, Solicitor General, the CIA. It's on record. Everybody knows that. They destabilize the society. The working people, the middle class, get scared and say, take whatever rights you want, just keep me safe from the street thugs. And they know exactly what they're doing. The problem is, you've had gun ownership in all 50 states go off the chart in the last 20 years, roughly. Gun ownership has exploded. The gun culture has exploded. And so you've seen a 49%. I did a report on this last week. I'm going to do another one today or tomorrow with the FBI.gov numbers. Because, you know, I kept showing violent crime down 21% in the last 15, 16 years. 11 points of that in the last, since 2007? Last 6 years, roughly. So it's accelerating. The drop in overall violent crime, muggings, stabbings, beatings, shootings. And then I was there watching Fox News, and they were at FBI.gov, and they showed crime with guns down a whopping 49%. You can go to FBI.gov. I know the media is listening. Go look it up. Fox News had it on. I got my iPad, typed it in, went and found it. People were saying to me, Alex, it's higher crime rate drop than what you said. Why are you putting out this info? I was going off one statistic. 49. They cannot stand that, folks, that you're in charge, that you've got a gun, that criminals are scared, that every day there's a new 911 tape in the news. But it's always just local, never national. Where the woman's on 911 going, don't come in. He's busted down the front door. I'm going in the bathroom. 911's like, yes, yes, don't engage him. Go in the bathroom and hide. He's busting down this door. His arm's coming through a hole. He opened it. I'm going to shoot him. Boom, 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 boom. Dead. Or the guy crawls out and dies on the street. Or crawls out and is bleeding and the cops come and get him. That's what we're talking about. You see it constantly because of sites like InfoWars.com and WorldNetDaily.com and DrudgeReport.com that break the establishment media blockade. ABC, NBC, CBS, they will never, ever, 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 ever show you that information. 49? I didn't even know that. I mean, I'd heard the numbers and seen over the years a 20%+ reduction in violent crime within 3 years after a concealed carry went in Florida. Same number in Texas. But I guess it's been compounding now over the last decade or more. 49. I was sitting there and I go, that can't be true. 49. That's almost a 50% cut in crimes using guns. And this criminal is up there on TV using kids, and let me tell you, I had him faded down. It's a good thing when it was live. During the break, they were queuing it up back there. We're going to get it ready for you. It's in high def off the TV. We got to break it down to play it here on the radio and stream it on the web. Point is, we can't just instantly convert that high def. We should set up where we can instantly play high def out here once it's been taped, but whatever. The point is, you saw it. He high-fived the kids with a big, stinking smile. And Biden could hardly stop smiling. He was trying to have a serious look. And I want to do a piece on that. Alert to the real media out there. Biden, a bunch, was going, especially when he was first introducing Obama, he was trying not to smile. He was going, yeah, I'm going to get the guns, baby. Oh, yeah, I'm a gangster. I mean, Biden is a gangster. He is a thug, and so is Obama. They're a bunch of slick thugs. Let me tell you something. Your Chicago, New York gangster crap doesn't fly in Texas. You got that, scum?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Try to settle down here as best I can. I want to open the phones up so you can respond to this. David Knight's got the transcript, one of our reporters in there, of Obama and Biden's speech. You notice of the 23 executive actions and executive orders, they didn't give any particulars. Well, here's the deal. If you go watch the two-hour-long C-SPAN last week of Rahm Emanuel and others at that socialist think tank, we posted the whole video on Infowars.com a few days ago. They lay out the whole plan. He says, we're just going to let police take the guns. We're going to just target gun owners and claim they have the guns illegally. We're going to shut down the gun manufacturers. We're going to lean on the gun sellers. We're going to use mafia tactics. That's what he's saying. And, again, they're going to deputize the medical tyranny, the same people that are already giving kids shots without parental consent, to basically call in endangerment orders when they call your kid aside and ask him about guns. They had to pass a law on the health care bill that conservatives put in there to where they made it illegal for them to do that. But Obama doesn't care. He says, I'm telling doctors you do this. It was doctors that put that guy, Lanza and Holmes, on all those psychotropic drugs. And Harris and Klebold, and the list goes on and on. And nothing was said about drugs in that speech. I've got the transcript. I didn't watch the whole thing because I was talking over it. But correct? That's what... I mean, that is just... That is, yeah, let me have that transcript. I forgot and left it out there. Thank you. I mean, that is just amazing. By the way, drudgereport.com, it has all the latest stuff on this. So does Infowars.com. The problem is Infowars is up and down because of the incredible traffic. Kurt thought it was a denial of service attack. They looked at the traffic. No, it's all-time record traffic, which I'm not happy about. I would, if we turn this country around, I would literally have a show about science and a show about literature and movies and about camping and stuff. I would have a once-a-week, three-hour radio TV show, variety show. I mean, I'd have, like, magicians on and stuff. I would have an interesting, you know, it'd be like a Johnny Carson show, okay? I don't like having to do this, but I am completely possessed with resistance to tyranny. I am completely animated. I cannot control myself. I can hardly sleep because I know we're dealing with criminal tyrants. DrudgeReport.com, there it is. Citizens file articles of impeachment against Obama. And then you go to Infowars.com, and it is right there. And again, I wrote this. I wrote articles of impeachment a year ago that didn't get any attention. I wrote this with Paul Watson over the telephone last night because he can type better than I can. It would take me 5 hours if I typed it myself because I just make mistakes and go back and use a spell checker. So we wrote this in about 2 hours together on the phone, but I think I probably need to get Watson on the phone during a break and just add, so people understand, the original Declaration of Independence started as citizens' petitions called Bill of Particulars in all of the 13 colonies, circulated listing the crimes that government was committing against the free rights of an Englishman that they fought in 1215 to get, and then again with the Parliament Act. Most of the Parliament supported our secession, until the King of England basically threatened to arrest a bunch of them, and King George III rode to Parliament and addressed Parliament that was unheard of and said, your duty as Englishmen is to get in there and take down these rebels. And they again, threatened to arrest more people if they didn't get in line. So the King bullied. They would have kept the colonies. We'd still be part of England, folks. If they, but like, hey, I'm a British citizen. My ancestors fought for the right to... for me to have guns and swords and cannons. And I need these to protect myself from the French and the Spanish and the Indians. They were all fighting each other. They were all teaming up together at different times. I mean, it was amazing. There were wars where you'd have 10,000 people get killed. I mean, there were just... the Westerns all advertise everything that happened, from the 1860s on with the Comanche and the Apaches. That was nothing. There were wars... with, you know, weird rebel settler groups, like something out of Conan the Barbarian, and, you know, 20,000 Indians with groups of whites and escaped slaves, you know, in Andrew Jackson's time and before, that would come pouring down out of the Illinois Territory, and just huge wars and whole towns and cities burned and tens of thousands dead. No one even knows this history. I mean, it was just Conan the Barbarian. They never make movies out of any of that because that's not what they wanted to popularize, because the real history is so incredible. My point is nobody was good in that. Everybody was barbarous. Everybody was making side deals. This Indian tribe coming and saying, English, help me take out these guys with the French and I'll help you. Divide and conquer, the whole nine yards. And the Redcoats came and said, we're coming to confiscate your guns. And... Another thing is the Englishmen didn't like the militarized police and the checkpoints and their wives being, you know, searched physically. And so they would go and beat up redcoats. The redcoats would come and shoot the brigands, as they called them, and then the men would go ahead and shoot back. And then the redcoats said, that's it, people are starting to shoot back. We're coming to take your guns. Line up and turn them in. And about half the population turned their guns in. But if they were Tories, pro-king, you can keep your gun. In fact, you're now in the king's militia. Go and kill whoever you want. And it was the abuses, and it was the outrages, and it was the king's militias abusing and raping and burning and stealing and shaking people down that turned the colonies against the king and the redcoats. This went on for 15 years, roughly. Imagine you're taking apples to town for sale, and you come up and there is a government auxiliary SWAT team aiming a cannon at you out of the back of the wagon, and they got guns aimed at you, and they say, get out. And they come and they steal your apples, and they reach into your purse, your wallet, and take your money. And you're like, I've got to have that to buy seeds for next year. That's everything I've worked for a year. And they're just like, oh, stand him up, break his jaw. And if you complained about it, they take your wife and kids, and they put them in stocks till they died. A torture apparatus with your head and arms in it. You know how Andrew Jackson, his mother and brother died? In a concentration camp. So he joined the rebellion when he was 11 years old and ran messages. And he wouldn't brag about it, so the history is 100% nailed down, but also snipered British soldiers. He was 11, 12, 13, 14 years old. Okay, that's where our country came from, ladies and gentlemen. That's what our country was born out of. People's mothers tied up in a concentration camp to die. Okay? And that's where every government ends up going. In Russia, in Germany, in China, in Cuba, in England has had these wars over and over again. The reason the British are so polite is that it goes back to the age of chivalry in the 15th, 16th, 17th century. If you were rude to someone, and it all came out of the Enlightenment and people becoming free, it was, I don't care who you are, you insult me, you be a lord, you be anybody, you're going to get in a fight with me, I'm going to call you out, and no one's going to associate with you ever again if you don't pull your sword or walk your 20 paces, and we're going to fight to the death right now. Okay? You just insulted me, you just acted like a tough gangbanger, get out in the street, somebody's going to die right now! An armed society is a polite society. And if you're watching me on TV today, if you're watching the radio streams on TV right now, you notice I'm wearing my camouflage duck hunting jacket. And, of course, in a real urban warfare situation, camouflage would be a sports jacket, suit, and tie. All right? With a collapsible rifle in the small of my back. I am not an offensive military person, even though I have the basic skills of a rifleman, passed on since the founding of this country and before. But the reason I'm wearing camouflage and the new T-shirt that we're selling, that, by the way, has blown away any shirt we've ever sold, it's an AK-47, says, come and take it. What my ancestor said at Gonzales, Texas, you come and take it. You want to take our guns, Santa Ana? You come and take them. That was only 50 years or less after the Revolutionary War. And it says inside the AK-47, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Boom! That is the all-time bestseller, and you support our InfoWar. It's a war bond. It's got InfoWars.com on the back. Wear your colors proud. Meet like-minded patriots. And let me tell you, the reason I'm so focused, the reason I'm so angry, is also I am risking my life, my treasure, my name, to be out front and say, let's have the Second American Revolution, have the states secede, pull out, re-upload the Republic, which is in the Declaration of Independence. It's not our right, it's our duty to absolve a government and then create a new one. Well, we want our republic back. So you're not real. You're globalist sympathizers. You're Vichy French to the Nazis. Get out. We re-upload the Republic. And I've had top constitutional lawyers that advise Congress, that advise Ron Paul, you know, Harvard lawyers on. They agree with my analysis, okay? Because it's not my analysis. It's 1776. It's Declaration of Independence. It's July 4th. It's everything. But I got to tell you, It's inbred. All these Texans that you see, like Stockton and Toth and all the rest of them, I've gone and looked into these people. They've all been 5, 6, 7, 8 generation Texans who were the very front line of the most radical, violent, but smart and aggressive, adventurous Americans in frontier expansion. And some of the most vicious ongoing wars went on here. Indian wars, you name it. And so it's not a macho thing that Texans are saying. And notice it's Texans saying, hey, it isn't happening. It's that it's genetic. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, who you are. If you're a Texan and your ancestors go back, you are hot-blooded and you're ready because your ancestors were willing to be in the violent frontier. You know, Pancho Villa, there was a long civil war in the north of Mexico. The Mexican government tried to take their guns. And what was it, a 10-year civil war? Killed hundreds of thousands of people, it's estimated. It was incredible. Because up in the north of Mexico was just as wild as Texas. People are like, you're going to take my gun when there's wolves and coyotes and bandits and everybody? You're not taking my gun? And the central government said, we are going to take your guns. There was a civil war in Mexico, a couple of them. You know what? They didn't win. Mexico didn't win against Guatemala, and they had guns. That's why Guatemala is Guatemala. The point is, everybody wants their guns. Because, folks, it's bold that he's going after the guns. And he wants the moral high ground. They're going to stage something else. White House ready, 23 executive actions developing. Press doctors to ask patients about guns at home. Healthcare providers to offer gun safety tips. Counselors in schools. It'll be a big gun demonization thing where kids say bang, bang with their fingers, have a Nerf gun. They shut down whole, you know, blocks and arrest the kid. I mean, you know. At least $4.5 billion in new spending to demonize and prosecute and harass gun owners and hold us up like we're child molesters, which is what the attorney general said they do. Ignores violent movies, video games. Pro-gun senator vows to push new gun laws. See, there's all these disgusting defections. White House releases letters from pleading children and then high-fives them. They couldn't help but smile. Hospitals to stop delivering babies because of Obamacare. Man, that's incredible. Look at this. NRA plans fight of the century. Citizens file articles of impeachment against Obama. Again, that's top right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Easiest way to find it. Get it. And again, I'm going to call Watson during a break. And I'm going to basically add the point at the top so that laymen out there don't understand that I've had constitutional lawyers on that agree with this premise. You've got to first put out what's impeachable, and then we link to proof and lawyers and news articles admitting it's impeachable. I mean, him becoming the head of the U.N. Security Council, which they admitted on the news, violated Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, you know, to serve a foreign power or to have or to hold another office at the same time of government, totally illegal. I mean, it's a felony. Article 1, Section 9, boom, got you right there. Boom, got you right there. I mean, we got you over and over again. It'd be like a cop driving by and seeing somebody cooking methamphetamine in their front yard in a bathtub. And you can smell it. You walk up. Is that methamphetamine? Yeah, it's methamphetamine. Boom, you're going to jail. I mean, it's an absolute red-handed. It'd be like catching Jerry Sandusky in the showers raping a kid. Of course, he didn't get in trouble because it was a giant pedophile command base. But the point is, that's what it's like. I mean, it is in the act. It is caught in the act. Like, caught in the bank with the gun saying, give me the money. And an off-duty cop pulls a gun or a concealed carry person and says, hands up. And you got security cameras. You got witnesses. You got everybody saw it for God and country. You were in there saying, give me the money or I'm going to shoot you. Boom, you're going to prison. There's no doubting it. Okay, all we've got to do is, see, this is what dictators do. Hitler did it. Others have done it. Lenin didn't grab all the power right away. They slowly get away with whatever they want. They slowly do whatever they want. And listen, even in East Germany, one of the greatest police states ever, they had all these great rights and liberties in their constitution, just no one followed them. And it took citizens not complying, saying no, criticizing the system, whisper campaigns, supporting good police, going against bad police, until it finally just collapsed. I'm going to take a few phone calls in this segment and the next, then we're going to get Pastor Manning on with his take on this. You know, he prayed for me when I was in New York, and he prayed when we were getting stalked by Bloomberg thugs, and And I want to get his take on all this, because he said, you watch, Obama's going to try to become a dictator. And I was naive 4 years ago. I knew he was bad, but I didn't think they'd move this quick. And then we're going to have Representative Stephen Toth, or Toth as he pronounces it, on, who I just saw on, and that is somebody who's being in Congress. He's state rep. I just saw him on Wolf Blitzer when I was in the coffee room for about 2 minutes. And, I mean, he was well-spoken, had incredible demeanor, looked super sharp. That is what we need. And he explained, look, I don't care if you pass laws in Congress saying you can take the guns. It would take an amendment. And even that would be unconstitutional because it only points out on a right that already exists. We're not going to put up with this. And Texas is going to nullify this. And Wolf Blitzer's like, you can't do that. Oh, really? How come all these states then let the illegal aliens be not arrested? Oh, he knows what he's talking about. And I haven't talked to him yet, but it sounds like he's a listener. So, again, that's what I'm doing here. Let me tell you the real power of this broadcast, by the grace of God. For all my problems, I am a real person who loves liberty and is willing to die for it if it takes that. And I'm on the line here, and the info I'm putting out more and more is getting to other people, and that's exactly what's happening right now, thanks to DrudgeReport.com. Citizens file articles of impeachment against Obama. And I need to write a first line in there that I'm going to add, just explaining this is how our original Declaration of Independence started. They were bill of particulars passed around showing the usurpations and crimes. This can now be picked up by Congress or added to.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go.
Well, the globalists have really gambled. Child was mentioned 49 times, and drugs were mentioned zero times, when the drugs are the main cause, the main cause, guaranteed, on record. And Representative Steve Stockman, if Obama violates Constitution, a lot of people will call for his impeachment. NRA ad we're going to be playing, Obama is elitist hypocrite, toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, for you to respond to what the globalists are doing. I just want to say this, I want to thank God for my provision and protection, and I want to thank all of you, the listeners, and I want to thank our AM and FM affiliates, because I know reality is a crazy thing, and I know it sounds wild to even have me on the air, and I appreciate all of our stations. We're gaining a lot more by the grace of God. I want to thank the real media, not the state-run media, that have helped us over the years. George Norrie really helped us get to a higher level. DrudgeReport.com just obviously resonates with our analysis and is just turbocharging. It's not even the word what we're doing. Probably get me killed if this keeps going, but whatever. At least we're going to beat the globalists, because, I mean, can you imagine? It's like Alex Jones and Infowars.com. It's already a force with a giant rocket strapped to its butt. And so I'm like Wile E. Coyote, you know, on top of the big rocket, lighting the fuse, or Matt Drudge is back there. So I want to thank you for loving liberty. And listen, when it's all said and done, I know we don't do this because of ego. We do it because we don't want to be slaves. It's our instinct to get really upset about a bunch of lying crooks trying to disarm us. But when it's all said and done, the people that have fought this tyranny, none of us are perfect. But the folks over at WorldNet Daily, people like Drudge and his crew, my crew, man, there's so few. I mean, I've got to be honest. There's so few that really are hardcore, that really know what's going on. He's not perfect in many ways, but he defends the Bill of Rights. Michael Savage. I mean, there's just not many. Glenn Beck, you know, does nasty stuff to me on the side, but he does a lot of good work. So, you know what? As long as he doesn't say Ron Paul supporters should be arrested again, like he said 4 years ago, I want to bury the hatchet with Glenn Beck. It's just, I say that a lot, and then he does, comes out and says I'm a fascist. But you know what? Fascists wear fancy suits. They don't wear camo. The devil comes as an angel of light. The devil comes acting all fair and friendly and beautiful. But can you smell the stench of death? I mean, listen, this is so real, folks. We've got to circle the wagons if you want any future. And the issue is, we resonate with the public, but the public that's awake and has street smarts. And when you look at the general public, I mean, they're putting out all these fake polls saying only 15% want to keep their guns. Pure bull. I've got scores of scientific polls where the vast majority are pro-gun. The gun culture's been taking over. But people emotionally, when they say, if it stops the death of little children, would you want more reasonable restrictions? And they call telephone trees of people they know have answered questions before. That's how Rasmussen and all these guys work. And they call up the welfare lady and say, do you want less gun violence? I sure do. Take the guns. It doesn't matter if 99% said that I had to be fed to the sharks for no reason. You can't do that in a republic. We're not a pure democracy. The Greeks had a pure democracy for a while in some of their city-states. They'd have a bucket of white rocks for a yes vote, black rocks for a no vote, and the voters would go and put their rocks in there. Only the upper gentry got to vote, but that was a democracy of the elite. And if, who doesn't like what Aesop just said? I don't like it. Well, the rocks say, 90% of the rocks say, Aesop, we're going to throw you off that cliff. We're going to make you drink hemlock. I mix them all together. Most of the famous philosophers you hear about were killed. You know what? We don't like what you say. You're going to die. How's that sound? See, because the pen is mightier than the sword. But when they come for the sword, you know they're dropping the hammer.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.